Kyle DeVries is here to talk about Groundswell, a new LGBT retreat center in Northern California, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Groundswell.
Groundswell is a new LGBT retreat center and eco-village in Northern California. We took over a former kids' camp about a year and a half ago and are starting up a sustainable residential community as well as a retreat center that calls in the surrounding community for unique and kind of visionary LGBT programs.
How did you become involved?
I moved out to California about 5 years ago. It was my dream to help form or become a part of a queer or LGBT eco-village. An eco-village is a residential community of people who live cooperatively together and live sustainably on the land. So I tried a couple of different existing projects and they didn't really work out well. And there aren't really a whole lot of communities like this in existence. And so luckily enough, I found a couple others who were interested in starting the project. And 5 years after moving to California, we started meeting regularly and pretty quickly found land that we were really inspired and called to.
What do you hope to accomplish with Groundswell?
Groundswell's overall vision is to create a sustaining space for the LGBTQ community. We really want this to be a community space that people can come back to, develop a real relationship with, and have alternative experiences in their life. Experiences that help reaffirm that being gay, bisexual, transgender is not only okay, it is in fact a fantastic thing, that we have very important perspectives to offer up to the world because we have such different lives, because we have such different experiences with culture and community. And in addition, we have the eco-village aspect, which is working to create a sustainable residential community that will be able to be here in perpetuity, hopefully, both stewarding the land and the retreat center and trying to model a more cooperative and sustainable way of life and a way of life that celebrates being queer.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
As a gay man myself, full accomplishment and achievement of LGBT civil rights has a very personal meaning of legal protection, but also protection for what I consider my extended community. I've been doing activism in the LGBT community for over a decade now, starting with civil disobedience and community organizing, actions like the Equality Ride, and then continued to do community organizing once I moved out to California, a little bit more in the arts spectrum. And Groundswell is another part of my commitment to LGBT equality because, again, we are trying to create a space that is advocating for the celebration of that otherness of being gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I think one of the most important things that we need to be focusing on is housing and employment non-discrimination laws for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. Right now, there's still over half the states that offer no protections for people if they are fired from their job or kicked out of their house for being who they are, for loving who they love. And that's really unacceptable, and it creates a very unsafe environment for a lot of people. I think that that's where we really need to be focusing our energies as a movement in terms of political and the legal struggle.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think one of my main points of advice to young LGBT people is that you will find your community. You will find your chosen family. And that is one of the things that helps everything get so much better. We are gifted in that we have a large extended community all over the country, all over the world, that does support us, that does love us, that does want us to be who we are, our fabulous true selves. And so I would say, hold out. Your chosen family is waiting for you.
How can people get information about Groundswell?
The main way to get information is on our website. You can go to www.groundswell.institute or groundswell.community, either way would like to our webpage. And there you can find out all about our different programs, keep up to date with the different farm projects we have going on the land. And you can also sign up for our mailing list, which is really the best way to keep as up to date as possible on all the happenings.
What projects are you working on at Groundswell?
This year alone, we have over a dozen different LGBT-focused projects and events that we're working on. Our first program this year is going to be Queer Forestry Camp, which is going to be an exploration of sustainable forestry. And then right after that is one of my favorites, Muse, a queer creatives retreat. That's March 3rd through 6th. Then the end of March, we're having an event called the Lavender Leadership Summit. That's going to be a focus on leadership development and movement building for emerging queer leaders. And so from there, we have a number of other events all throughout the spring and summer, a couple of more kind of generic community gatherings. Another event I'm really excited about in June is going to be a queer trans person of color focused gathering. And then we're going to end up the season with an event called Queer It Yourself. That's going to be for kind of queer creators and inventors and builder types.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
One of the questions I feel I don't get asked is, you know, what is the connection between being LGBT and being an environmentalist? I feel like that's something that we're really trying to explore here. And I'd say that LGBT or queer perspectives are really important in creating a more sustainable future, even environmentally, because we have different perspectives that are outside of kind of the heteronormative paradigm, and perspectives that oftentimes take into more account of connection and cooperation.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, actually, and it's creating a new way of life rather than just fighting the old one can be really difficult. And there's a wonderful Audre Lorde quote that really inspires me. She said, "For the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. They may allow us to temporarily beat him at his own game, but they will never enable us to bring about genuine change." And I think it just speaks to the importance and the difficulty of really creating new ways of life, new ways of living that celebrate our queerness, celebrate our LGBT spirit, and hopefully create a more sustainable way of life.